Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The FBI joins Dallas police into the investigation in Friday's shot that hit a Southwest Airlines plane at Love Field.
KRLD's LP Phillips has more.
Southwest 2494, we'd like to return to the gate. Need to have an inspection done here on the aircraft.
That sound from the site liveatc.net. Southwest Flight 2494 had taxied to the end of the runway closest to Bachman Lake and was about to take off when it was hit by a bullet. According to Dallas police records, there were two different reports of random gunfire in that exact area of the lake about the time. The plane was struck by a single shot right below the flight deck. Law enforcement officials say investigators will have their work cut out for them, searching for the shooter.
Hold short of Foxtrot, contact ground there. Yes, short of Foxtrot, go to ground there, Southwest 2494.
From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another loss at home for the Dallas Cowboys, who got killed by the Houston Texans 34-10 last night. The last time backup quarterback Cooper Rush stepped into Dak Prescott's shoes back in 2022. It went a lot better.
After an 0-2 start compared to the last time he was under center, Cowboys quarterback Cooper Rush spoke postgame on the differences.
Yeah, losing is never fun. I was fortunate to get off to a hot start with the wins, but it's the NFL. You know, everything comes to balance, and winning's hard, and, you know, we want to get that losing taste out of our mouth.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, AT&T Stadium itself continues to have issues following last night's game. The Cowboys did decide to have the roof open for the first time in 2 years before play got underway. Trouble is, as soon as they got it open, a huge piece of sheet metal fell off the roof.
We heard that everything is falling apart.
Our pets' heads are falling off. Jerry Jones did comment on it yesterday and suggested our weather had something to do with it.
Everybody agreed that it did some damage, but check around Dallas, had wind gusts all afternoon.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt. In all, the roof was only open for about 15 minutes. It was shut again before kickoff. Of course, besides the roof, there have been complaints about the window glare at AT&T Stadium, including from wide receiver CeeDee Lamb. He claims he lost the ball in the end zone because of the glare last week.
My biggest complaint about AT&T Stadium, it's where the Dallas Cowboys lose.
Oh.
I mean, I would like to see a stadium where they win. That'd be cool.
I can't believe that they were undefeated in the regular season at home last year, and this year they are 0-5, Joe. 0-5.
Yeah, it's bad. Mm-hmm. Witnesses have started testifying in the wrongful death civil lawsuit brought against former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. You'll recall she shot and killed Botham Jean after entering his apartment by mistake in 2018. She's currently serving a 10-year prison sentence. She chose not to be present during the trial. She also chose not to have an attorney there. Former prosecutor Russell Wilson says that could have an impact on the jury.
It is a little bit abnormal. I think you could expect it to have a negative impact on the jury, you know, when a person's not present. But the fact that they aren't present doesn't change the plaintiff's requirement that the plaintiffs must prove their case.
The Irving Police Department mourning the loss of one of their own after his death in a motorcycle accident last weekend.
Officer Jerome Scholes was killed while riding his motorcycle on Valley View Lane near 635 on Friday. Investigators believe another driver failed to yield to the right-of-way while turning, causing the multi-vehicle crash. Scholes was off-duty at the time of the wreck. He had been with the department for 5 years, and before that was a member of the U.S. Army. Chief Derek Miller says Scholes was a larger-than-life figure and a true servant leader.
My job is difficult in trying to encourage folks that Jerome is in a better place than we are in now, and that he served with dignity and he served this community with honor.
Miller says Scholes was wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. They are still working on funeral plans. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, there seems to be pretty much nothing that Ozempic can't do. People have been using it for its original purpose as a treatment for type 2 diabetes. Now, it's about the most popular medication for losing weight. It's shown to also lower blood pressure and cut stress risks. It can be a treatment to prevent kidney disease. Those medications are also getting credit in cutting back on the risk of dementia. Now here comes another one. A study in the UK finds that Ozempic and Wegovy shows some promise as a treatment to cut back on problem drinking and alcoholism.
Wow.
It's done by targeting the brain's reward center. So if you're taking Wegovy or Ozempic, you might be curing things that you had no idea that you could cure.
Maybe problems that we didn't even know we had, right?
Could be.
Well, the city of Dallas has named four finalists to be the next city manager. This list includes the current interim city manager, that's Kimberly Tolbert, and then Fort Worth assistant city manager William Johnson is on this list. They're also looking at the city manager of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and a top official in DeKalb County, Georgia. Now, those candidates will travel to Dallas for meetings with local community groups and interviews with the city council as well.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texas education leaders will vote this week on a controversial curriculum, which would heavily infuse Bible teachings into elementary school lessons.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been outspoken on aspects of school curriculum in recent years.
That the school curriculum is getting away from that reading, writing, math, and science and teaching things like a woke, leftist, radical agenda that gets away from the fundamentals.
The governor often touting the catchphrase,
"Our schools are for education, not for indoctrination."
The TEA's elementary school reading and language arts curriculum has faced backlash from some parents and faith leaders. Critics say the lesson's heavy use of biblical teachings could lead to bullying and isolation of non-Christian students and give the state far-reaching control surrounding students and religion.
That report on America in the Morning. It's one of the most popular TV series based in Texas, and now it's coming back. Universal Television decided to reboot Friday Night Lights with a couple of the executive producers back for more Texas high school football action. The original series starred Kyle Chandler, but this will be a whole new series. None of the original cast is coming back. Remember, Michael B. Jordan was in that as well. A lot of famous actors.
And how could they do it without Kyle Chandler, though?
Well, I guess they'll just have to get a new,
I guess,
hunky-looking high school football coach.
Yeah.
The Hollywood Reporter says everything is still in the early talking and developing stages, but it's going to be great.
I'm sure it is. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, good morning, all. Look, I don't mean to be an I told you so, but you know my long-held theory about Tuesdays. They're worthless. And it sure looks like it's shaping up as another worthless Tuesday. Actually, it's saber-rattling. And the saber-rattling suddenly became deafening. During the 3 a.m. hour, we suddenly saw the futures take a tumble. We saw money pouring into gold. Interest rates started dropping. You knew something was going on. What we were seeing were these reports that Ukraine has gone ahead and used the U.S.-made long-range missiles to attack inside Russia. And maybe more importantly, a report that Putin had raised the threshold for use of nuclear weapons, that it's changed. Now, that set us on edge. Now, the interesting thing is we dropped and really have just stayed there. It hadn't gotten any worse. And as a percentage, it's not all that bad. But the Dow now does look down 233 points. The NASDAQ down 46 and the S&P down 17. And we are watching geopolitics even closer than we have before. Also watching some earnings reports out. Walmart is going to hit a new all-time high on the opening. The earnings were better than expected. Revenues beat. Same-store sales were a lot stronger than expected. And they said the consumer is getting a lot pickier, and they're beginning to buy off brands more and more rather than paying the premium for name brands. But they said these earnings were good, and they would have been even better without that East Coast port strike and also the hurricanes that impacted them. Meanwhile, Lowe's had pretty good earnings, but same-store sales were not as bad as expected. but they said that it's still a pretty tough environment out there, so Lowe's is trading a bit lower. Crude's down 6 cents, $69.11. Those interest rates have resumed the slide, 4.35%, and like we said, gold has just turned around completely, up yesterday on tensions, now up another $20 this morning at $26.34.90. Stocks look a little lower across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, is one of my favorite songs from the Bengals back in the day, Just Another Worthless Tuesday.
I like that. I remember that song.
Yeah. 727 here on the KRLD Morning News. And to double up on what David was just saying, the Ukraine has now used U.S.-supplied long-range missiles to strike deep inside Russia, hitting a large Russian weapons facility in the Bryansk region. And now, as a result of that, Russia has lowered the bar, signing a new nuclear treaty with themselves, with a lower standard for how and when they can use nuclear weapons.
Well, U.S. regulators are updating vehicle safety ratings starting with 2026 models.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is adding new technologies to its five-star ratings program: pedestrian automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assist, blind spot warning, and intervention. The changes were required by the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law with a focus on protecting pedestrians.
That's Chanel Call reporting.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.